unreal, uncensored, unradio.
CliffCentral.com.
T-10 seconds. Buzz, James Two, and Jason Von Berg on CliffCentral.com.
Hey, and a very warm good morning to you. I'm Jen Su.
Hello, and I'm Jason Van Berg. Welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. How are you, Jen?
I'm great, Jace. It's Gareth's birthday. I brought in like 30 cupcakes.
I haven't had one yet.
You haven't?
No.
You have to choose between the red velvet and the chocolate chip ones.
Shame. You're teasing everyone who's listening to this now as well, because how are they not supposed to be involved in this whole situation? You know, red velvet cupcakes.
I mean, I baked them myself. That's why I was, you know, running like mad this morning, because I was baking all those cupcakes, because you know how good of a cook I am.
Yeah, so you're the cake boss.
Me the cake boss. My quivy and my big. So, lots of things going on actually this week, last week. Oh my goodness, with the MTV Video Music Awards, the Emmys, bang, bang, bang.
Yo, can't believe it. So award season's kind of, can we say it? We're starting to head into award season now. So obviously, like you said, we kicked off with the MTV Video Music Awards, which was held in Los Angeles on Sunday evening. And then last night was the Emmys, big night for TV.
Absolutely.
So what happened at the VMAs? What were some of your highlights?
I think for me, of course, Beyonce was the main highlight. Not only did she come out and just look incredible on the red carpet, that was just such a great way to begin. Then she had this incredible performance at the end. Not only did she pick up the 3 VMAs, but also won the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard of the Year Award. And when she went out and did this 20-minute medley of her lifetime hits in that Tom Ford, absolutely gorgeous, bejeweled leotard. The leotard thing was big.
Can you see the smile on my face?
Yes. You were looking very happy. There was a lot of butt and a lot of leg this MTV VMA. And I think the great thing was seeing Jay-Z and Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, it was a great PR coup for Beyonce, because, you know, with all the rumors about the impending divorce and everything, I mean, this kind of said, look, everything is good. That's right. We're a solid unit. I mean, it was the best way to do it. And
I agree. And I thought what was quite nice about that whole performance was Blue Ivy's little dancing numbers that she was doing as well.
She went, go, mommy.
Yeah, I mean, it
was so cute. She was amazing. You could see she's ready for showbiz life.
She is. Well, I mean, she's got no choice, really. Hey, you've got two of the most famous, or as Jay-Z quoted her, the best entertainer in the world.
Absolutely.
As the mother, I mean, shame.
Now, I really liked Taylor Swift. I mean, I heard Leanne Moll on Gareth Cliff's show talking about how she couldn't stand her leotard outfit on the red carpet. I actually have to say, I liked it. Taylor Swift can pull it off. She's got the long, long, like, endless legs.
Yes,
I mean, Kim Kardashian could not pull it off in that outfit. But Taylor Swift looked amazing. She wore this unbelievable leotard also outfit, long-sleeved, light blue with a bit of cloud on it, and I just thought that she looked incredible. And then her performance also was top-notch.
It was cool. I really enjoyed Shake It Off as well. The one thing I have to give it to Taylor is she doesn't give a damn. She doesn't...
Yeah.
That's what the song's about, Shake It Off. You know, if you've got all your haters around you and they're irritating you, just shake it off, shake them off, you know? And she can't dance very well, I'm going to put it that way. she takes white dancing to a whole other level. I'm sorry.
It was funny though when Chelsea Handler got on right after her and said, thank God there was a white girl in front of me. Because there was a lot of ass. Was there a lot of ass at this year's VMAs?
And boobs. Nikki, eh? Whoa, that little slip there.
Yeah. Well,
Anaconda.
But I don't know. And also the wardrobe malfunction before with Jessie J and Ariana Grande. Don't you think that was staged? I don't know. It was sort of trying to be, you know, like this sort of Janet Jackson harking back to the 2004 Super Bowl halftime.
There had to be those moments in the VMAs. That's what the VMAs are known for. We had Miley twerking last year, the year before
Miley,
that.
Yeah.
She
speaking
was
tame, of,
don't you think?
She was. She came up with that homeless dude, Jesse. She's trying to send a message out.
Yes,
no, she's trying to be more serious, like a real artist. You know, she wanted people to actually like pay attention. But I think she did. She did hone in her message, and I thought that it was really nicely done. But, even her outfit was quite tame.
Very tame,
it was that sort of bandeau bra, leather kind of thing with the long leather pants.
Look, I don't know a lot about fashion, but I did find that Miley It almost looked like she just slept on something and just arrived. I don't know.
She didn't even know what she wore. Like,
exactly.
People were asking her, what are you wearing? She's like, I think it's like Alexander Gaultier or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah.
Something
maybe she just doesn't care.
Jennifer Lopez looked amazing. Wow. She just had the best ever outfit. Oh. I love the cutouts. I loved that silver slit. And I don't know how she did it. When she got up on stage, she managed not to show anyone her vajayjay. How did she do that? I have no idea.
Well, Jenna had experience.
Figure out
that,
actually,
with
how do you have a slit that is so high? It is all the way up to your waist, basically.
Yeah, I don't know, but that woman is incredible. She is drop dead gorgeous. And then Amber Rose also wearing some.
Oh yeah, Amber Rose wore basically next to nothing.
And that
a
was horrible.
Little bikini with some wired.
What is Amber Rose known for? Seriously.
I have
Can't
no
she
idea.
She just disappear.
No, but she's at everything. I did meet her at the
Including
BET Awards,
yeah.
And she was hot, and she looks incredible in person, I must
really?
Say.
Really?
Yeah, I think her photographs actually don't do her justice. She is a lot more hot in person. She's a like glamorous addition to the red carpet. Ariana Grande,
I thought
was really pretty cool, except for her Machina belt, which was the same belt that Demi Lovato wore to the Teen Choice Awards this year.
Ooh,
so it was
fashion
like
faux pas.
Yeah, a little bit of a faux pas for her. I thought Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora were really cool with Black Widow and
yes.
their performance.
But Rita's, someone said to me on Twitter, Rita is like the poor version of Rihanna. She's the poor people's version of Rihanna with that white wig. I like Rita.
I don't know.
I
think I have never really compared them. Now that you mention Rihanna, yeah, I could see
there's
where
that
the
one music video. You can see there's the Black Widow version, and then I'll find the music video for you where there is a striking resemblance to each other.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's
I
the
still
VMAs,
really
yeah?
like what she did, and I thought Iggy Azalea actually coming up pretty much empty-handed, except for Ariana Grande winning Best Pop. And then, you know, Iggy was on the track, so she got a little bit of that. But other than that, I was actually surprised that Iggy and Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell wasn't so
empty-handed.
Well, let's see what happens at the Grammys, because that's
and the Emmys. So
yes.
Modern Family.
Big winners.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. But you know what? Ty Burrell is my hero. Phil Dunphy. I love Phil Dunphy.
I love Phil Dunphy, too.
He is incredible.
He is amazing in Modern Family. No, I love Modern Family. I'm very thrilled that they're won it again. But, I don't know, it was so predictable, the Emmys. Compared to, like, the VMAs, it was like, okay, same old, the usual.
Yeah.
The only thing was the red carpet. I thought the ladies looked spectacular.
Well, they always have to, I think. They
and it was red this year. Red was the big color.
Is that the color that everybody needs to...
But isn't it weird? I mean, usually red on a red carpet doesn't go so well. But I think last year was all yellow, lots of yellow on the red carpet. I think, red on the red carpet is a little bit better, a little safer.
Okay.
Now, we've got a lot of events coming up, of course. And one big event that we've got that's coming up in Cape Town this weekend is the opening of Rockville 2069. We've got Johnny Ray on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Thanks so much for joining us right here on The Buzz.
Cool, cool.
So tell us a little bit about Rockville 2069 that's debuting at Artscape.
Good, man. Look, it's a totally original new musical. We released our graphic novel and CD about 2 years ago. So we've got quite a bit of history in terms of developing it in a studio, getting it all scored and orchestrated and, you know, all those good things. And in the last year, we've sort of taken it from kind of concept graphic novel and CD to the stage. And it's worked out incredibly well. There are a few unique features about it. It's a rock musical. Having said that, it reflects on Woodstock 1969 because the story starts in 2069, where 100 years later, when artists and musicians and technicians and fans get together to celebrate 100 years of Woodstock,
sure.
Whilst the rest of the world is like just, you know, from an environmental and war point of view, it's just like all going to pot. And they still believe in the program. And, of course, they come to celebrate, Woodstock 2069. And it starts with, you know, all these guys meeting backstage and opening the show. And, of course, the world comes to an end right at the beginning of the show. And, basically in their journey, they discover how music can change the world, you know. Taken from... the sort of 60s Peace and Love Revolution, where you had the Vietnam War and nuclear disarmament, things like that. You know, music indeed did change society, you know. So, so when we talk rock musical, it's kind of a reflection on, you know, quite an array of genres in terms of like folk rock and ballads and classic rock. And in the story, the survivors of the Woodstock Festival come across survivors in the icy wastelands called techno remnants. And there's an element of techno music right at the end, which culminates in the ultimate battle of the bands for the only breathable piece of land left on Earth between the techno remnants and the rockers.
Sure. That sounds very, very interesting, Johnny. I mean, peace and love, peace and love. This is the message that we're going with this rock musical. But some of the stars that you have in this musical, can you tell us a little bit more about them and where they hail from and what we can look forward to from them?
Of course. Look, I mean, our leads, it's been an interesting casting because it's kind of like in our story, you've got incredible layers coming through semi-leads, you know. So we've got a whole bunch of great actors from the film industry to find guys that could actually sing as well, and we found some. Then we needed a whole lot of dancers that could sing as well because the vocals in this is huge.
You see, Jen could also be involved. Jen's a really good singer and a dancer. We've just practiced
and so
our dancing.
Exactly.
We're going to do juggling today, too.
Exactly.
We're acrobats.
Yeah, exactly. These are rare fans. And I'm telling you, it's amazing, but the talent is there. You've got to look a bit hard, and then sometimes people don't even realize they've got actually a great voice, you know. So we kind of got like, because we don't want to come across in any preachy way, okay? We want in an entertaining way, sort of get through to people through music to say, look, you know, one small change, like an LED light bulb or switch your geyser off, can actually change the world, you know. So in sort of a very entertaining way, we've got these dancers, these great actors, and of course we've got your leads, which needed to also have an overall acting and singing kind of talent. But
now you also have the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. Tell me
exactly
about their involvement.
So just to quickly dash on that one, we've got Joseph Clark, who's on our original album, and he hails from your area, and he's absolutely amazing. But we've got a very, very new star coming on called Stefan van Hestien, who's an absolute star. So in our cast, not only have we got seasoned actors, but I've given an opportunity to guys who've got incredible voices, you know, to discover themselves and to be discovered in this. So you're in for some good surprises as well.
Right. Cape
Philharmonic Orchestra, it's not often that you can have like a 60-piece orchestrated piece of music, which will include vocals, philharmonic orchestra, and rock band. And I think that is the cornerstone to what we really have. And that really is the foundation that will make it possible for us to go worldwide on this.
Excellent stuff. Now, yeah. You have a big red carpet opening. Is that going to be on Sunday? Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's Saturday. That's the 30th of August.
Okay.
Which this week so happens to be the anniversary of Woodstock as well. And, of course, it's the 100th anniversary of the CPO, which is also quite awesome. So we've got a red carpet event, which has been very well attended. And, you know, we've got Hillendale Wines, who've like just donated 500 bottles of wine to us. Crazy. We've got food. We've also got this new interesting taxi service called Uber Taxis. And if
we know Uber.
Fantastic.
They're great for all these events as well.
Exactly. And if you put RV2069 code in your application, you're going to get a free taxi ride. For an average price of like 220 Rand or something, you're going to get free food, one, a free taxi ride, and 60 people entertaining you for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
And how can people log on to get tickets?
Okay, CompuTicket, or they can go dial a seat at Artscape.
Very nice stuff.
Thank you so much, Johnny Ray.
Pleasure.
From Rockville 2069. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz.
Cool. Thanks, man.
So, Jason, tell us more about Rockville.
So there you go. If you want to go and check out Rockville, it's happening from the 29th to the 7th of September. Tickets range from 100 Rand to 290, and like Johnny said, they are available at CompuTicket or at the Artscape dial a seat. You can call them on 021-421-7695. That's 021-421-7695, and then you can check them out online as well. That's www.rockville2069.com.
Excellent stuff. Also, don't forget, tonight, tomorrow night, actually, is the Glamour Women of the Year 2014 Awards in Joburg. There's also the Mad Hatter's Evening Tea Party at the Saxon. Woohoo!
You're going to love that one.
I know. I love these parties. You know, I'll get everything. Kardashian Beauty Launch at Stutterford Stanton City on Thursday.
Do you think one of them will be here?
Well, maybe.
Maybe Chloe.
Oh, I would love for Chloe to come out. She's been out. She was out in Durban for the mamas.
Yeah.
The SA Fashion Week pop-up launch in Pretoria to kick off SA Fashion Week. And we've got a lot of stuff going as well.
And the also, Fray. So the Fray are coming to South Africa next month, and it's going to be really, really cool because today it was announced that Connell Cruz, who will be joining us in studio very soon, will be supporting them alongside Matthew Mole as well. So that's going to be happening. If you want to get your tickets, just go to bigconcerts.co.za.
Excellent stuff. All right, you are on the buzz. Coming up, we're going to tell you about this really awesome eye candy launch that's happening on Thursday, and we're going to find out about all of the latest the celebrities and what they choose. And what does Charlize Theron, who is here in South Africa, what does she choose as well? We'll be talking with Jonathan Baer in just a bit.
My beat low, my bass low, I ride low, she go low. My beat low, my bass low, I ride low.
Just to tell him what you said, bruh.
Me, Juicy J, got too many. Me, Juicy J, got too many blues. Click ballin' out like the 98 Lakers. Pull up in $1 million car and violate it. Fly to Cancun on Sunday, land in France on Monday. Faded at the fashion show, trying to grab a bit off the runway. I ain't even packed no clothes, nothing but rubbers in my suitcase. Later on, I might menage with my model and her roommate. And if I tip up this week, it ain't no discussion. It cost a beat up off my nigga, you way out of your budget. Who you playing with, little homie, your life won't cost me nothing. Juicy J, so presidential, don't make me press that button. My low, my bass low, I ride low, she go low. My beat low, my bass low, I ride low, she go low, low.
I get a break, you know I get it for the low. I am so bad, I gotta drop it down
low.
I do a verse, you know my prices ain't
low.
The mama know I love my kitchen down.
Pull up with them V-twins in my engine. All this ice all around me like a penguin. I ain't talking bowling, but I'm with the kingpin. I pull up with a real big beat. That's so good, man, the beat came quick. I ain't never had a beat that a beat ain't ripping. I fly every day with a beat ain't tripping. You be on that pool, you be on Scott Pippin. I be pin walking, I'm limping. Things on my back, so they think I'm crippin'. Every nigga in here wanna know what I'm drinking. Mix Moscato new. I keep a pillow with me just because I'm tired of me. I'm with some flawless girls. They pretty and they thick. Bust it open quick. Put that on his lead.
My beat low. My bass low. I ride low. She go low. My beat low.
My beat low.
My bass low.
I ride low.
She go low. Low.
I get a brick, you know I get it, but
low.
I am so bad, I gotta drop it down.
Take yo, Mr. Stack that dough. Young rich, new future trap by the stove. Now tax for the flow. Tell a rap nigga, I'm not feeling you. Stop fun, boy, y'all not criminals. At the top, now they time about killing you. Got two nines, but they not identical. I never trade on my squad, nigga. Ball hard, nigga. I'm Michael Jordan, you a fraud, nigga. In other words, you a fraud, nigga. Pull your card, nigga. I'm a young boss, I'm running shit. Call me King Tut. All this going on, I be blamed up. If they try to rob, got the thing tucked. You ain't seen nothing. At the club, they jaws drop when I pull up in that Benz. 30 deep, about 20, he still stumping out with my Sims. I'm in here chilling with my feet up. I told y'all that I'm about to heat up. Man, it's time to kill all this weak stuff. Pull a beat up, watch me eat up.
My beat low,
my beat low,
my bass low,
my bass low.
I ride low,
she go low.
My
beat low,
my
bass low,
she go low.
I ride low,
she go low.
Low.
Get a brick, you know I get it, brother.
Low.
Low. us now. 0861-555-189.
That was Juicy J and Nicki Minaj with Hello right here on The Buzz on cliffcentral.com. It's Tuesday, and it's just before 11:30. We've got lots of stuff happening that we need to get to. Jen,
absolutely.
Let's go.
Now, we've got a really cool celebrity eyewear launch. We've got Jonathan Baer, partner of iCouture, who's here in studio with us. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Jen.
So tell us a little bit more about this fabulous launch that's coming up on Thursday.
Okay, so we have a launch on Thursday night at Eye Candy Optometrist in Hyde Park. We're going to be showcasing about seven of the world's top eyewear brands.
Very cool. What are the sort of brands that you are showcasing?
And we're going to be introducing Cutler & Gross to the South African market, Oliver Goldsmith, a brand Lafont Paris, Andy Wolf from Austria, Icy Berlin, and Terry Lazary.
We've got to ask, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Lafont Paris at the moment.
Wow, very nice stuff. Now, this is very high-end couture eyewear.
Yes, all of these brands are the top end of the market. They're all handmade, limited edition acetate frames from Europe. And very exclusive. We deal only with exclusive boutique optometric stores and fashion retailers.
Okay, well, let's chat celebrities. I want to know, what are the celebrity eyewear trends these days?
Well, celebrity eyewear at the moment is very oversized, very rich colors, rich acetates, looking with the metal arms, gold or silver temples.
Is it a lot of bling or more understated?
I think it's very much more understated. It's coming into spring, we're seeing a lot of the pastel colors coming through, but very much the rich acetates.
Now, Charlize Theron is here in South Africa. She's running all over Cape Town. Tell me what she's wearing.
Well, she's wearing Terry Lazary's.
Wow.
Did you get to meet her when she was here, or?
I didn't meet her, but my partner down in Cape Town actually met with her. His name's also Jonathan.
Oh, nice. And what was she like? You gave us some scoop there. Was she happy with her frames? Was she happy with your service? Hopefully she was, because she bought them. So.
100%. Very happy. She's a big supporter of Terry Lazary.
Now, you've got some other major celebs on the bill as well, right?
Yes, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, Alicia Keys. One of our other brands that we're introducing to the South African market, Cutler & Gross. Jay-Z just did a collaboration with his frames, and it's been launching in Barney's in New York at the moment.
Wow, we need to get Blue Ivy also into these. Now, why do people really need to wear sunglasses? I mean, do they really protect the eyes? And what do you actually look for when you're looking for sunglasses?
Well, sunglasses and eyewear these days, it's gone very much away from a medical necessity into a fashion, into a fashion item. And if you think about it, like any lady has numerous pairs of shoes, but when you meet someone for the first time, they're looking at your eyes first. So you should have that amount of pairs of sunglasses.
So I need to have as many sunglasses as I do hats. So I need to have actually like 200 pairs of sunglasses.
We'd need another house for you then, Jen. Yeah, because Jen's an avid collector of hats. I'm sure you know this. Have you seen her at all the events with all her hats? So what would you recommend if she, what would she need to take into spring now in terms of a must-have necessity?
Well, Terry Lazary is without a doubt your must-have item going into spring and summer this year.
Excellent. And what are the trends? Do you think, are they more pastel type of colors? Is it more metallics?
It's very much pastels, metallics on your arms, but very rich, bright acetate frames. Mm-hmm.
Now, you've been to some interesting celeb events overseas, Paris. We want to know about some of the things that they serve at these events. I heard like LSD pancakes. Is that right?
So that's from actually one of our German manufacturer, IC Berlin. They were dishing up, I don't think it really was LSD, but green LSD pancakes at the expo.
Sure.
So green.
I can't
green
get my head
LSD
around that.
Green LSD pancakes? Did they tell you in advance that they were LSD pancakes? Or like,
They weren't really LSD pancakes. I think
that was
just
the
craziness of the Germans that they were trying to put across.
So do you get to travel quite a lot for this? And you go and check out all the... I mean, are you going to Barney's to see what's happening with Jay-Z? And
we're not going to Barney's, but we will be in Paris next month. Okay. We're between Paris and Milan at all the eyewear expos, obviously to make sure that we've got our finger on the pulse and up to date with the latest trends.
So then bringing it back to the local audiences, then how do people get in touch with you? Because, you know, you bringing all these trends back, we need to know where to find them, besides the launch on Thursday.
So the launch on Thursday, we're dealing very much with the top-end stores, so your Melrose Arch, your Santons... down in Cape Town, the V&A Waterfront, in Greenpoint, the Oculus. In all your top-end stores. But guys can follow us on Facebook. It's iCouture. Or on Instagram, iCouture_South Africa.
I'm going to do that right now.
Oh, excellent. I am too. I'm going to be logging on right now. Thank you so much, Jonathan Baer, partner of iCouture. And good luck with the event on Thursday. I know lots of celebs will be there, lots of media. So I'm looking forward to you having a wonderful time there.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us on The Buzz. Coming up on the show, we have Nicholas from Cirque Eloise. He's going to be teaching Jason how to juggle 300 balls at the same time.
300, yes, that's right, yes. In the studio, we've got lots of space, so let's get
going. We're going to get going with all that. That's all coming up on The Buzz. Let's move it in right now with his Usher and Good Kisser.
Make every minute worth it, babe. This for Usher. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, push is rolling. What you making, taking next?
Yeah.
At 5 in the morning, we can only be about to do one day.
So the devil is the lie that other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out in your open eye. You make me want to tap out every time. That pretty lips seem so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper, cause she's such a good girl. I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
This girl, she's a hero. Kiss it, hero, hero. Say some French thing. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Good kisser. Asha, right here on The Buzz, right here on cliffcentral.com. So, we are moving along swiftly to a very action-packed part of the show today. Nicholas from Cirque Oloise joins us. Nicholas, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Are you good?
Yes.
Well, we've been seeing you warming up with the juggling there outside of the studio.
I know, so. We've had all the cameras around filming you because you are unbelievable.
Oh, thank you.
Seven balls in this box, this magic box that I'm looking at right now. We'll attempt a juggling task in a few minutes, but for now, we need to talk a little bit more about the show. So welcome to South Africa.
Thank you.
I don't think this is your first time to the country, is it?
Yes,
oh,
it's
actually
my first time, yeah.
And?
I love it. I went to the safari yesterday.
Okay.
Ooh.
Where? The lion park? With
No, further.
Johannesburg, maybe.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
The best way to see the country. As
it was
well, one
awesome.
Of the best. One of the nicest things.
And they took the whole of Cirque Oloise for the safari?
No, actually, I rented a car. I went with my girlfriend.
Oh, you're lucky. Nice. You didn't bother any elephants. You know, you could have, like, actually tumbled your car over.
They came so close. We were scared, actually.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, just juggle for them. Then they'll kind of, you know, they'll be like, whoa, those
yeah,
elephants.
They'll get confused. Yeah. So Cirque kicked off in South Africa last week. How's it been going so far?
Actually, South Africans are the best crowd we've seen. Like, we did 21 countries so far. And, yeah, South Africans are really excited about the show, I can tell.
I went on Sunday. It was unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. And people were screaming and whistling and cheering throughout.
Yeah, you guys make noise.
It was so mesmerizing. Even during the intermission, I would not get up out of my seat. I was so excited. I didn't want to miss a minute coming back into the show. And it was fabulous.
Awesome.
Now, if you guys want to know a little bit more about Cirque Oloise, of course, you can call us in 0861-555-189. Twitter at CliffCentral.com, Instagram Cliff Central, Facebook Cliff Central, WeChat, also message to show Cliff Central as well.
So Jen was talking about the energy and how the crowds, you know, were going mad and whistling and all of that, but it's because of you guys, because you bring the action to the stage. So there's 15 of you on stage, and you're all doing different parts of the show. So your particular role is to juggle, is the juggler, but you do other stuff as well.
We're actually all multidisciplinary.
Okay.
I juggle and I also do trampoline in the show. And it's a 2-hour show. I'm on stage maybe like 1 hour and a half. So we get to do a lot.
Trampoline.
Yeah.
This
is not like your little like Toys R Us.
Bouncy, bouncy, up and down.
Kind of this is like a major trampoline. And they go like 30 feet up. And I don't know how you guys do it. And the
24.
Lighting is changing. 24 feet.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
It's called wall trampoline.
She's unbelievable too. She just twists her body like a caterpillar. It's weird. It's so bizarre. You really don't know what to expect. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time, and the music's awesome. Hard hitting like techno, and it's just fantastic.
What is your favorite music to kind of warm up to or to practice all of your trampoline skills?
I really like dubstep these days. Yeah.
Okay.
Gives you a lot of energy.
We should find some dubstep and play it here. It'll get you into the mood and the swing
good.
Of things. So, okay, so how did you get into this whole trampoline environment, I suppose you could say?
Well, first I started to juggle, and then I got into a first circus school. It's called Quebec Circus School. And there I was learning trampoline as well, handstands, acro, you know. And then I did a second circus school, which called National Circus School of Montreal. And, yeah, I did trampoline over there as well. And basically after I started to work with Cirque Oloise, and there was a trampoline in the show, so I had the skills. So they asked me to be part of the act.
And you also have to be somewhat fearless as well because, you know, jumping
that's
up and down on a trampoline can be quite daunting, especially when you're heading towards a wall, you know.
Yeah, and also you have to trust your partners because we're five on the trampoline and we kind of bounce one after the other. So, yeah, you got to trust the others and have big balls. Yeah.
I mean, and they're on the stage. They're way, way up. You could just fall right down. It's not like there's anything to save you. And it's very dangerous. What about during rehearsals? Have you had some very dangerous situations?
On the radio, I should say that everything is fine all the time. But, yeah, we have injuries for sure. It's a really dangerous thing. But no, most of the time it goes well.
And the choreography has to be exactly right. They're like just, they're running at you with split seconds. You've got this cyclist guy who's like right, he like hits the top of your head with like one millimeter to spare. And he's also going into the audience. He does stuff. I mean, he's just unbelievable. Now with the balls.
Yeah.
Thomas on Twitter wants to know, what is the most number of balls that you can juggle?
When I perform, I do 7. That's the most I can do in performance. But when I practice, I can do 8, 9. Yeah. I always drop, though, when I do 9.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if you're dropping 2 of them out of the 7, that's okay.
But you didn't drop them at all in performance. When I saw you on Sunday, you were unbelievable. I mean, that was incredible. And then, you know, they switch off. You and another guy, you guys are like switching off too. Yeah. And he's throwing stuff to you. And then they've got this big Perspex glass, and that's also, you know, the balls are bouncing off of that. So you're really, you know, thinking about all these things all the time. I mean, how do you actually go about practicing this? Mm. What do? You practice in your bedroom? Do you have a certain surface that you work with?
No, I cannot practice at home. It makes too much noise. So yeah.
So your neighbors actually start complaining.
They would, yeah. So no, I don't practice in my bedroom. I practice in circus school at Cirque Loire. They have like a great studio over there. Yeah, otherwise it makes too much noise.
So they have a very special studio for you with proper surfaces and padding and all of that.
Actually I have to bring my own platform, you know. Like my wall has a floor to it. So yeah, I bring everything and I can do my act.
So if anyone is trying to get into juggling,
yep.
How do they start? Where do you start? I mean, obviously you start with 2 balls, maybe 2 or 3.
Well, you get to 3 really easily. So, yeah, they have to start with 3 and then, like, look on YouTube. And that's basically how I did it. It's really a self-taught discipline, okay. You know. Like, there's nothing else than practice that's going to make you better.
But there's something
practice.
Different about your balls. I mean, not your balls.
Yeah,
balls.
Yeah.
Your balls that you use to juggle with. They feel differently because you gave me some of your balls. You did give me. Sorry, Jason. Jason's all, like, jealous now.
Nicholas gave Jen...
His balls. And they feel different. They don't feel like your normal balls.
They're actually silicone balls. So we call them bouncing balls. So when you throw them on the ground without speed, they bounce 95%. So they're really bouncy.
Okay.
And heavy.
And how often do you replace them?
Every 5 years. They're really durable.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We got a message from Nicole Joubert. She says, is the show still on and until when? And where would we would love to go and check it out?
It's at Monte Casino until September 14. We were here for a month. So, yeah, she's
practically
still has
locals.
Time.
Yeah. And absolutely. There's lots of tickets still on the go.
Yeah, for sure.
You can get them on CompuTickets. Absolutely. It's at Monte Casino at the Teatro. And I have to say the Teatro is... definitely one of our favorite places
for
performances,
hall,
you know, with the acoustics there, with just the whole setup. It's really very different from the other venues around Joburg and around South Africa.
Yeah.
The Teatro is a special place, and it's a great place to perform. Now, what about those sets that you have? I mean, these are really elaborate sets. They change the lighting, the music, the whole spectacle.
Actually, the big set behind us is mostly for the projection. This way we can project all the stuff, the 3D mapping. And as well, we use it for the wall tramp act. So, yeah.
And what is the ID? There's always the Cirque Eloise and then a small I and a big D.
Oh, Cirque Eloise is the name of the company,
right.
And ID is the name of the show.
Okay, so you have different types of shows that you do within Cirque Eloise.
Yeah, there's another show called Circopolis that is on tour as well. So.
And do you also do that as well?
No, I'm not part of that show because with ID we get almost 200 shows a year, so I'm all set with that.
Now, what kind of insurance do you guys have? I mean, you know, all the people that you have involved. And what if somebody gets sick? What if someone injures themselves? And
we can actually cover for the others. Otherwise, the company will find a replacement. It's always hard because we have special casting, but we look through like the entire world. We do casting in France, in the States, in Canada, and we look videos from all around the world. So we do castings everywhere in the world.
So you look on YouTube?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, YouTube is the...
That's the main spot for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. So if anybody is wanting to be a part of the show and these guys fall sick and touch wood that it doesn't happen, but if that happens, who knows, you might get discovered on YouTube. But I do notice you do multitask a lot.
You do a lot of stuff. You can do your acrobatics, the trampolines, the juggling, you know, some of contortioning. I mean, I notice everybody is able to do really a lot of different roles, and they intertwine very well.
Yeah, that's the key to work with Cirque Loise, because we're only 14 on stage, so if you only can do one discipline,
but it seems like
they might not hire you.
It seems like there's 50 in the cast.
It's so fast.
It's so fast. You guys are switching on and off very quickly. And I find that to be a really interesting thing. It actually seems like there's so many more people because of the diversity.
Can you do the contortionist stuff as well?
I'm not a replacement for the contortionist.
No, I mean, nobody can replace this contortionist. She's awesome, unbelievable. She bends over like, I mean, it's not humanly possible. I'm not really sure. More than a pretzel, yes. Like a pretzel that like quadruple twists.
When you watch her, do you get freaked out by her? Or when you saw it initially, or when you saw it at first, did you think, wow, this is kind of crazy? Because I saw the clip, and I was blown away, but I was also freaked out completely.
Actually, you can tell that she's a natural born flexible. You know, it doesn't seem like it hurt her. So,
okay.
No, I don't get freaked out.
And she does the
scarf. Because she does it with a smile, you know.
She's smiling and laughing like it's nothing. It's incredible.
It looks easy for her. So,
how many hours do you have to practice a day?
I would say at least 1.5-2 hours a day. But when we're performing, it gets hard. So when we have two shows a day, it's harder to get training. But at least we perform. So it's part of the practice, you know.
And now you're in the country for a month or just a couple of weeks or so. You went and did a safari.
Yeah.
So when you're on tour, what else do you get up to? You know, when you have some downtime, do you go and explore a lot? Do you go and check out the local bars and pubs, or what happens?
I always buy books about the city we're going to, and we do the best of the cities all the time. We always have like at least one day off during the week, so we travel as much as possible. We go see.
So what else are you going to do in Johannesburg? We should give Nicholas a list of things to do in Joburg.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a question on Twitter. Can you juggle knives?
Knives, yeah, for sure. I can juggle up to 5 knives. They have special knives for juggling. And I can juggle them.
Whoa. And you're not worried about cutting your fingers off?
No. Actually,
you have to wear gloves or something.
No. You do.
No.
Bare hands.
Bare hands.
Yeah. He could wear some of the Aperture glasses as well, just to protect his face as well.
Yeah, I mean, look cool doing so. What are some of the crazy things that you juggle?
I can juggle fire. I can juggle practically anything. You know, if... Yeah.
Duncan wants to know if you juggle women.
Oh, I do.
Duncan's our technician, who I always love because he's the best. He's the one that makes our show happen. How do you actually have a love life? Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, you know? Emmy is my girlfriend, the contortionist, actually.
Well, she says she's very flexible. There you have it.
So it's easier if she's on tour with me.
Otherwise, it
would be hard. Yeah, long distance love.
Well, that's
really
it.
Hard.
21 countries.
Yeah.
200 shows in a year.
Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. Your passport must be very full.
It was full. I had to change it.
Get another one. Sure.
Yeah.
Good life.
Yes, just remember when you come into South Africa, you always have to have 2 blank pages in your passport.
Yep.
That's very important. Believe it or not, like Russell Brand, the comedian, he couldn't come in. He was supposed to do this big tour at the Teatro Monte Cassino.
That's correct.
Monte Cassino. And actually, he didn't have 2 pages blank in his passport. He only had 1, and they wouldn't let him in. So they are very strict.
Very, very strict.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, you got 1 page. Nope. We're not going to take it. But anyway, cool stuff.
Well, Nicholas, so you guys are in South Africa until the 14th of September. So again, Nicole, go and get your tickets. It's an incredible show, I'm told. I have
absolutely
to go and see it before I leave.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You must
you will
go.
Come.
It is a must-see. Fabulous stuff. Thank you so much, Nicholas. Thank you so much, Nicholas Fortin from Cirque Loise, for joining us today on The Buzz.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down, 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 down. Bang, bang, I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down.
Oh, that was cool, man. We should have probed Nicholas a little bit more about his contortionist girlfriend.
It must be very interesting between the sheets for them.
Yeah, seriously.
To say the least, I mean, when you see how she is unbelievable. I've never seen someone twist like a pretzel like that. And then she goes up on this really high scarf and she just like flies down and just does the most incredible acrobatics as well.
So I have to go and see it. And I'd love to take some people with me. So come and join us at CircleWise. Just do that. It'll be lots of fun.
Now, next week, I'm going to be talking to a really cool person named Barbara Leonard. She's going to tell me all about the Chefs Who Share event that's going on in Cape Town. They do it every year at the City Hall. And they've got Francois Pienaar, who is one of the main patrons. And he talks all about the Laureus Foundation and helping the underprivileged youth. And they have this whole incredible auction. It's just one of the most amazing, glamorous events that go on in Cape Town.
So are you heading down to Cape Town for that?
I will be going down for that show, and that's on the 11th of September. But we've got Barbara chatting about it next week. And then, oh, yes, your birthday. No, I am here for part of the birthday. I am here for part of that. What do you want for your birthday?
Well,
you and Gareth threw me such an incredible party for my birthday, so I think I do owe you.
Sure.
I want to know. Come on, I want to see your wish list.
Okay, I'll put
it
together.
And I'll be just coming back from the States. So
but
if
I'm
you
going.
Want, I was actually, I was thinking about getting you an Anaconda Nicki Minaj butt doll.
Well, why don't you just bring Nicki because she's coming?
Well, yeah, I could bring her.
Do that and bring it into studio. Can you organize that?
I mean, I got Gareth a Justin Bieber doll, and he loved that doll. When Justin Bieber actually came to perform in South Africa, that was like the biggest thing. Yeah, he was very grateful
best.
For that. No, I think of these things, you know.
Again. Well, I will
say,
put
Iggy
that list
Iggy Azalea
together.
Also has a big butt. I could bring Iggy Azalea's butt.
Do you think she
there.
Does?
You know, I was surprised because she's got a very small little oval face, which is perfect on TV. She's tall. She's like 178 centimeters tall. And then she's got this like really big butt. She's got a Kim Kardashian thing on her.
You know what I'm noticing here?
But she looks good in it. I'm not saying she doesn't look good.
you are the biggest Iggy Azalea fan. Whenever she's on the playlist, you are smiling from ear to ear. Whenever she's on the VMA nominations list, or whenever, you are the biggest Iggy Azalea fan. So for next year, I want to try and get Iggy Azalea here for you.
I would love that. I'm actually going to sing, or I should say rap, one of her songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the States when I'm there next week.
Awesome.
So I've been practicing Iggy like every single day.
So that, there you go. If you wanted the buzz on what's happening in Jen Stu's life, Iggy Azalea is what's trending in Jen's life. She loves
there
it.
There you go.
Loves her.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And of course, coming up is the Law Show. That's coming up in just a few moments. We're going to end it out right now with Jennifer Page, It's Your World. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jen Stu.
And I'm Jason Von Berg. We'll catch you next week between 11 and 12 right here on cliffcentral.com.